You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. How am I supposed to be thankful when everything in my life is so tough? Let's get into it.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm just thankful to be here.
Really?
Not really. I want to sound like I am.
I should not have questioned that. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Thank you for that introduction.
I sense a theme emerging. We're answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in. This week's question says, how am I supposed to be thankful when everything in my life is so tough? And Glenn, you sound like you're in a very thankful mood, so why don't you start us off?
Well, I'm faking it, and that's not...
That's a type of thankfulness.
Yeah, it's not a good type, but yeah, I think there's nothing worse than taking someone who's going through a hard time and saying, don't feel what you're feeling.
Yeah.
If you were a police officer and every time you came up to a car accident, you said, hey, don't feel bad, just don't have bad feelings. Kind of bumming me out. Think about what it's like for me. I got to stand and write tickets all day, and everybody's bummed out. Let's think positive. You know, that would be awful.
Yes.
You know? But we have this way of not knowing how to manage that internally and not knowing how to help other people. So when negative things come on, it just feels like it's all consuming. It's hard to get out from underneath.
I think that's absolutely right. It's a great point and a great way to start off. And Jed, this is a peak time of year for Don't Feel What You're Feeling.
It really
is. So how does that play into this?
Well, look, man, here's the problem with the holidays is you're supposed to think your family is super great and that your life is awesome, even though you're still living in the same life you were 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I mean, when it was Halloween, it was cool to be into death, but now we're supposed to think everything's great. That's a bit of whiplash. Glenn is right. It sucks to be told stop feeling what you're feeling. The only thing worse is feel this other thing instead. Don't feel a sense of grief or loss in your life. Feel celebration. Do it now. I mean, that's not how feelings work, man. That's certainly not how a healthy emotional life works. When life is hard, for me, and I'm sure it's true for you, I want sympathy. I want comfort. I want people to commiserate with how difficult things are. I don't want or need another thing on the to-do list. Hey, I know you've had the flu and your car exploded and your house burned down, but you should really work on your personal growth. I mean, that's, what are we talking about here? I mean, at a certain point, that's just kind of cruel, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, in a way, that can happen this time of year. And we want to be clear. You're saying that everything in your life is tough. We're sorry. You have our sympathy. You have our prayers. We're standing with you. We want to help. There is a seed of truth, perhaps, even though it's being expressed to you very poorly. A lot of people find that gratitude does help. And that's the seed of, hopefully, why these well-intentioned people are bringing it up even in a ham-fisted way. Gratitude helps a lot of people in a lot of tough situations. The question that we want to look at is, would it help in yours? We don't want to just assume that it would and insist that you have to do it. It's worth actually asking, would gratitude make a difference for you and in your life and in your situation?
That is the big question. We'll look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
He's the fallback to the fallenness. Looks out for those in distress. When I was desolate, gave me a home. And he'll never leave me alone.
Here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Now I'm thankful for real.
I'm not going to ask this time. Also joining us, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
I'm just thankful for Glenn's thankfulness.
meta thankful.
I was totally faking.
I didn't ask. He said it anyway. We're answering a question that came to the bridge loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, how am I supposed to be thankful when everything in my life is so tough? And it's a very fair question. And we, in that last segment with, I think, Jed making a very good point that, to build on something you were saying, that sometimes when you're going through a hard time and you express that, some people want you to be thankful just so you'll stop bumming them out.
Right.
Well, that's really not cool. But there's also a true thing that thankfulness can help. So let's look at that aspect of things.
Yeah, for sure. Our day job is working with guys behind bars, people coming out of addiction, helping them find a new spiritual growth in their life. And almost 100% of that begins with thankfulness. I mean, it's that powerful. It's a hugely transformative thing in our lives. Now, per the point that Joe was making earlier, don't tell me to be thankful until you've first had sympathy for my situation. Yeah. And let's make sure we don't breeze through the sympathy and understanding part of this thing. There's no doubt at all that having that thankful attitude can change the whole picture of what we're looking for. It's very powerful. Does it mean the negative stuff is somehow not true or doesn't exist? Doesn't mean we ignore that. But it does mean that it's taking us in a different direction. We need to look at what happens if we go down that road.
Absolutely right. And Jed, I think we've made a point on this show so far of not just taking these things as rote.
Yeah.
As you were saying, thankfulness is good for you, but don't just assume that. Let's investigate that. And let's turn that to this idea of thankfulness being good for you. How?
Okay.
What does it actually do for you?
To me, I think particularly when times are tough, we're all looking for relief. Every single one of us. And some of us drink things to get that, and some of us smoke things to get that, and some of us buy things to get that. And all of those approaches have a downside. They all work in the short term, which is why we do them, but they all have a downside. That could be, I have no money, I have a massive hangover, I need to make bail, you know, there's downsides. The funny thing about gratitude is it can give you a heck of a lot of relief. But there's zero downside to it. Nobody ever got a hangover off of gratitude. Nobody ever had to make bail over how grateful they were. You know, it's almost like free money. It's this really good thing that just doesn't have a downside to it. If you talk to physicians, if you talk to therapists, counselors, pastors, social workers, they will all tell you, oh, dude, gratitude is super good for you. You will feel better. It will make your life better. It's a good thing with basically no downsides to it. So if you're a suspicious person, as I am, you might wonder, okay, if it's so great, why aren't we just all being grateful all the time? You know, it feels like there's got to be a catch here. And that's a fair question to ask. I think if there is a catch, it would begin with, do we know how to start the process of gratitude? It's a journey. It's a skill. Do we know how to learn it? Do we know how to begin that journey? Or is it one of those things that would be nice if we could jump into it, but we're not sure how?
It's a great point. We'll look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
We'll be right back.
We're back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
You know, I'm actually starting to be thankful based on this conversation.
Wow. Oh, that's how long it takes. That's good stuff. Also joining us to produce the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
That's fantastic.
We're going to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, how am I supposed to be thankful when everything in my life is so tough? And Glenn, I think Jed closes out with a very interesting point on that last segment, which is thankfulness is a good thing. Most people agree on that. Even you may pick up this three people hosting the show, not naturally talented at it, don't really want to believe it's good because, you know, why do you want to go around being happy all the time? Right. But it is undeniably helpful. But maybe the barrier to that is, how do you actually do it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the funny thing is when we look at our lives, there's always some stuff going well and some stuff that's going poorly. And we have a hard time measuring how much of each is going on because the negative stuff has a way of screaming out loud to us. Everybody's listening to this has had a day where one thing goes wrong and it eclipses all other events for that day. This is the only thing I'm thinking about today is this one thing that's going wrong. Well, if it's possible to have that mindset of all of your mind being focused on one thing, why don't we choose for that to be a positive thing and have that go a different way? Well, we have a way of sort of yielding to those negative impulses and letting that kind of carry us along. But you're able to choose the thoughts that run through your mind. Your emotions are hard to control, but your thoughts you are in control of. You make choices to say, I'm going to choose to see this a different way. I'm not ignoring the negative. Again, we're not trying to talk about denial either, but it's about saying, I have a lot of blessings and it's worth counting them.
I think that's absolutely true, Jed. I think Glenn brings a very interesting point. It's true on that idea of everybody's life, if you break down an individual day, it's a mix of good and bad things. Yep. I think that ties into this point because there may be an assumption for people who've never tried kind of intentionally working on thankfulness that once I get to 51% good, thankfulness probably just happens, right? Because I had the balance tipped. I have to be thankful now. Yep. It's really not the way it works. It is, as Glenn says, a choice. So how do we start with those choices?
It's a great question, and it's worth repeating. Thankfulness is always a choice. Giving thanks is an action that you do. You know, gratitude is an attitude you choose to adopt. So how do we start with that? Well, I think, as Glenn is saying, that it's an old-fashioned phrase, but a great one, counting your blessings, literally listing off the good things that are occurring or have occurred in your life. So an easy way to start that is a practice called three good things. So here's what you do. This coming week, every day, take 10 minutes, take a piece of paper, journal, whatever, and write down three good things that happened either today or yesterday, however you want to do it. And then take a minute to write what was good about them. Again, most people would take you 5, maybe 10 minutes, depending how quickly you write that kind of thing. But just three good things. This is what happened, and here's a couple sentences of what was good about it. It will sound crazy, but see if you don't feel a little bit better at the end of that week. It seems like something like, how could that possibly make a difference? I bet you it will. And you know what? This comes with the world-class Bridge Loud money-back guarantee. If you do the three good things and it doesn't make you feel better at the end of the week, send us an email. We'll shoot you a free CD, and that will definitely make you feel better.
Indeed, it will. We'll be right back here on the Bridge Loud.
Count the loss and pour contempt on my crown.
The Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Oh, yeah.
We're continuing to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, how am I supposed to be thankful when everything in my life is so tough? And gentlemen, I think what we've done throughout the show is prepared our own Thanksgiving meal of wisdom. And it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's filling. But I think you could use a little something, maybe a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
And Glenn, as you mentioned earlier in the show, our day job is working with men and women coming out of incarceration, coming out of addiction, trying to do a new thing. I don't know if anyone listening to this has ever been to the county jail, but it's hard to find thankfulness.
Sure.
So when we're talking about thankfulness, we're talking about people who are coming out of working normally, people come out of pretty extreme situations. So how do you get them on this idea that they can choose to be thankful?
Well, I think a big part of this is that our perception, a negative perception of our life, often doesn't tell the whole story. There's a lot missing there, whereas thankfulness gives us a bigger picture, a clearer picture of what's going on, and it transforms, therefore, the way we see things to be more in line with reality. And we start living into that reality, and that reality becomes more true, more real, more a part of our lives. The truth is, if you look carefully enough, you'll see the fingerprints of God on your life. If you get caught up in the day-to-day and the negatives and the hassles and the problems and the frustrations, you won't see that. You have to stop and take time and be thankful for those things and really look for those areas where he's impacting your life and live into those more, and your life will be really improved. And that's what we want for you.
It absolutely is. And I think you make a very smart point that works on kind of two levels. There's when people hear people talk about thankfulness, it can kind of seem like an airy-fairy kind of, just as we're saying, you're just supposed to kind of put a smiley face on your situation. And I think maybe people specifically get a double dose of that feeling when they're hearing people talk about that from a Christian standpoint. But if you actually read through the New Testament, thankfulness is pretty concrete. There's, you know, they'll talk about Jesus, like the Last Supper, where he's hanging out with his friends. And it'll talk about he broke a piece of bread and gave thanks for the thing that was in his hand. It was, I am glad that we have bread to eat. There's a guy who named Paul who writes a bunch of letters, and he's thankful for kind of high concept things of love and acceptance that we all have from God. But he's also thankful for things like, I am glad this guy brought me my coat because I'm in jail and it is cold, and I am very glad to have a coat. So things like that, they're high level, but as we're talking about, thankfulness, that's all kind of tied in. If you try the three good things, and it's, you know, even though it's a little bit old, I'm glad I had a car to get to work, and I'm glad I got to see my friend who I don't really get to see. Those things build up, and it all becomes part of what we're talking about. And we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.